This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ground package delivery is where we go next. With the holidays behind us, Amazon says it's going to start letting third-party retailers on its site use FedEx again. But the story here isn't so much the specifics of that news as it is the challenges that retailers face in the last mile, getting packages to our actual doors and getting them there faster than the other guy. The World Economic Forum says that delivery dilemma is only going to get harder and more crowded. It's guessing there will be 36% more delivery vehicles out there over the next decade, with commensurate bumps in congestion, commute times, and carbon emissions. Marketplace's Jack Stewart's on that one.
Every time we click buy, a chain of events is set into motion, often involving a distant warehouse, maybe a plane, definitely a truck or two.
Got a total of 130 stops with 120 packages, or 220 packages.
The vlogger who goes by Lunatics documented a day in his life as a FedEx ground driver on his YouTube channel. It involves a lot of truck engines starting and stopping. A World Economic Forum report estimates there'll be over a third more delivery vehicles on the roads by 2030 to deliver 78% more packages, which means more emissions and more double parking. And a lot of that is hidden to us as consumers. Denise Dalhoff at the Conference Board.
The awareness is probably not that high yet, although people that live in cities certainly have noticed, like, more traffic, more, you know, parked vehicles.
And it's only going to get worse.
If we already feel the difference in the last couple of years, imagine almost 80% growth in the next 10 years. That's a number that was very alarming to us.
That's Richa Sahai, one of the authors of the report, who says congestion will definitely increase.
Which would also lead to 11 minutes increase in your time in your daily commute.
And an extra 6 million tons of CO2 emissions. And Goodchild at the University of Washington says there are ways that deliveries could be greener.
A delivery vehicle can consolidate, like a bus, you know, many packages or many orders of groceries into one vehicle.
But for that to work, we might have to give up our two-day delivery habit. The World Economic Forum also suggests nighttime deliveries, a switch to electric trucks, and the use of parcel lockers in central locations. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.